Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Hooray. I know it's very exciting news. Hey, Brittany, what did you do over the weekend? You had the weekend off from your kid, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
How does that happen? What do you do?
Well, Anita was off. I actually did some chores, yeah. Anita was off, so she takes care of the kid, and that helps a lot, so I can actually do some gardening and put up
I think the whole Bay Area went, is there a place? Where is this place that takes your... I need directions and reservations immediately. What? Okay, sorry.
Sarah, can you give me a clap?
So how was the weather in Millbrae? Was it like 72 and sunny, or what? Just perfect, and you just got all your work done, and... Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Way off.
Way off.
Way
okay.
off.
Okay. I'll switch over to Lucy. It shouldn't take that long. Do you guys want to play a song or do you want to just
We'll just hang out. We can hang out, I think, okay. right? Unless you want to... Up to you. What do you think, Vin?
Yeah. I'm happy to talk about football. You got a Niners hat on. Did you watch the game?
I only watched a second of it. I had to get...
You had the weekend off!
Well, kind of. You know, I was doing other things. It was bizarre. We had this conversation with my siblings about the bubbles. Because we've got so many families within our family. Like, you know, my brother has his own family. My sister has her own family.
Oh, right.
So,
sure.
So we're all trying to establish the rules because everybody's mad at each other. Don't see mom and dad if you're going to be blah, blah, blah. So we had a Zoom meeting during the 49ers game yesterday.
Your timing?
It wasn't, you know, it's when everybody else is timing.
All right.
But it's bizarre trying to figure out these bubbles and...
It's not, yes, I agree, it's bizarre, but it's also important because, frankly, how much longer can we spend stuck in the house without some real fallout from it? You got to find a way to get, my kid's been able to play in the neighborhood a little bit, like, you know, she discussed with the other parents and the kids are good. They really do keep their masks on, and you're back, right?
Yep. I'm back.
So did you guys come to a conclusion on how you're going to...
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying it's bizarre. The more we talk about it, the more I realize, man, I don't know if we're ever going to get to an answer.
Oh, you know? No.
Because everybody
what
has
was
a
the
different...
question?
We're trying to figure out the bubble with our family. You know, I want my kids to play with my brother's kids, right? I want my kids to see my parents. And the more we
but
talk about this...
they can't see anybody else.
Right. So we have to be super honest of where you've been and open and not embarrassed to say, I feel like I've been, exposed or whatever.
Too many places.
Yeah. So we're just trying to establish that, and I'm not sure how far we are. He was asking if I watched the Niners game, and that's what I spent my time doing.
In a Zoom meeting.
I did not watch it. Yeah, I was in a meeting with my family discussing that so that we can, you know, in case, I don't know how long this is going to go for. I want my parents to hang out with us and have parties and stuff like that.
Okay. Can I just quickly ask, because I'm noticing that not only are you down in a hole, you seem to have put up some acoustic paneling behind you.
Yeah, that's why it looks like I'm in a hole. And the reason why my lights are off is because, here, let me turn my light on.
Yeah,
see,
yes, please you'll
see,
do turn your light
you'll
on.
You'll see what happens, though. Watch. Hold on.
Oh, does
Hold
it reflect on. Back?
Give me a second.
All right, take your All time. Right, yeah. I mean.
All right, now watch this. Look at me. How much brighter? This doesn't make it any better. This makes it 10 times worse. You see that?
You look like Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jane's on the show.
All right, I'll leave it on if that's what you prefer. I think this is worse. I have my lighting that way because you can kind of see my face.
Can you not touch the screen in front of you and have it focus on you?
No, we're on a computer. So
Can you turn the volume of light down on your computer?
That's another task. I'll figure that out.
Okay.
Let me do some Google research. Light turning off.
Yeah, go ahead and turn that. That looks great though, Bryn. So you paneled your that was obviously not having Cameron.
Yeah, I could do stuff.
Well, also getting word that we're going to be here a while helps with the whole, maybe I should come up with a more permanent scenario.
I'm committing to this, right.
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 Because it looks really cool. Is there a light behind you on
there
the
is.
Floor going upwards?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you shine
that. It's a lamp.
Move that out so it lights up the back a little bit more without. Okay, never mind.
Trash me, please.
All right, sure.
Let him figure that out.
I will. Yeah. Exactly.
I just really wanted to be figured out soon. You know, I really enjoy actually seeing his face.
HGTV. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
That is true.
Seeing my face.
Also, I enjoy HGTV. That's right. So the big story this weekend was kidnapping. I mean, that was everywhere. If you haven't heard, someone tried to kidnap Joe Montana's grandchild. Went right into the house. And who hasn't been like, that kid's asleep, I'm leaving this room? It happens. So the kid, it's a little 9-month-old kid, was asleep in a playpen at Grandma and Grandpa's house. Grandma and Grandpa being Joe and his wife, Jennifer, Joe Montana.
Is this in L.A.?
Is that where they live? I think it is L.A. It doesn't say in this particular chunk of story that I'm looking at here. Although don't they have a house here too?
I thought they did, but it would have been up north, and that, you know, the North Bay is on fire right now. It's absolutely tragic. So I would be surprised if someone said, yeah, you should have the grandkid in Napa right now, or
yeah, it's
right.
LA.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It does. All right. Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, it's more of what we've been experiencing in more places. It's
right.
This fire season is just, okay, let's back to nonsense. I mean, sort of, this has a happy ending, obviously, or I wouldn't include it in the nonsense. So about 5 o'clock Saturday, a 39-year-old woman walked right into the house that they were staying in LA. I don't know if it's their house or they're just like fleeing the fires there.
You know what? I know we're doing nonsense here, but let me just say, you got it. When you're home, even though you're home and you're thinking, you should have your outside doors locked. You just should.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm with you, Vin.
You're really setting yourself up for any weirdness to go down. Especially if you're known. Like, I mean, I get it. If you're someone who, but a Joe Montana, like, dude, lock your doors. What are you, nuts?
At least lock most of the doors. I mean, it seems like we go in and out the back a lot. Right? Like, I wouldn't lock my back door necessarily if I was home. Okay, everyone, I'm going to start locking my back door.
Back
I just
door.
Realized. I do have a dragon back there, though, so, you know.
Actually, as I was cleaning this weekend, I started locking my side door because I do leave my back door open. So I actually got a little padlock for that little switch on the door, you know, to lock. Yeah. It's a pain in the ass, though, because every time I'm doing garbage and I go through the side, I have to unlock that little padlock to open up the side door. But I do hang out with my back sliding door open because that's air.
Well, look, so this person walked right into their house, right?
Yeah, right in. I don't know if it's through the front door, but they walked right into the house. Like, I guess, you know, you're comfortable enough that you just are, your doors are unlocked and someone walks right in. She picked the baby right up out of the playpen. And then luckily they were nearby, like, I don't know, one room over.
Jesus.
She heard something. Joe and Jennifer saw her and tried to reason with her and just de-escalate the situation. Like, you don't want to do that. Give us the baby. Put the baby down. This ain't happening. You know, whatever they're saying to sort of calm this lady down. And it didn't work. And they started to tussle. Apparently the woman's clamped onto the baby and Jennifer had to pry the child out of her arms. I have her name here somewhere.
Did Joe have her in a headlock in that moment as well, or?
Can anybody else hear Vinny?
I can hear him, yeah. He was asking about the headlock. Did you hear him? Can you hear me?
No.
Hi.
You don't hear us.
I'm going to log out of this and log back in.
You don't hear us.
I don't think she can hear us.
It goes out like this.
No. Oh, man, really?
Yeah,
I don't get it. It can't be the internet at the station. It just can't.
That's frustrating.
Okay, you're better.
Okay.
The Lucy joins right back on.
That's great.
Oh, it was the Lucy thing that was doing that.
Don't ask me.
Oh,
I don't know.
All right.
It's either my Lucy or it's that. It's the, I mean, maybe we can, maybe, you know what, during the break, please reset my unit back there at the station. Oh my God. Welcome to.
Anyway, I can imagine this was really scary beyond
terrifying.
Just this. Yeah. I mean, look, there's your grandkid on top of that. All of your false sense of security finally comes crashing down. That's the thing. Like, we just had our car stolen. We think we live in a nice little neighborhood. And then you see someone walk up to your car. We've got the cameras all over the house. You see this person walk up to the car and get in and drive off. And you're just like, that's my front yard.
That just happened.
There's my sense of security. It just drove away. Like, dang,
it
dude.
Just left with those people that took the
yeah.
car.
Like,
still
dang.
No word on that car, huh? The car just never shows back up. It just gets chopped and that's that.
I don't have any idea. I know I told you, across the Carquinez Bridge whenever, a couple weeks ago, we just got a bill for it and that's the last we've heard.
That's the last. Anyway, just quickly
back to the baby. They got the baby,
here.
Right?
Jennifer Montana pried the baby out of this woman's arms. And the woman then, without the baby, took off. The cops got her, though. Joe tweeted, good. Thank you to everyone who's reached out. Scary situation, but thankful that everyone's doing well. We appreciate respect for our privacy at this time. I'm sure whichever one of their kids this was the child of is also like, yes, grandma, way to pry the kid. That's what you do. But you got to be gentle. You don't want to, I'm sure the kid was... The kid doesn't want to be pried out of anyone's arms. I'm sure there was some screaming and crying, and I'm sure it was a complete S show, but
yeah.
It ended well. It's all, everything's okay.
Well, that's good to hear. That
yes.
The best quarterback of all time saved the day. And
well, arguably.
All time.
You know what? I agree.
Now she's
agree
on our side.
100%. That's what I thought you might say. I was sitting here thinking.
I just realized. I'm like, why would I fight this? Now. I can't stand that guy.
What are you defending Trader Brady for?
Finally.
I can't think of one word. God, Joe Montana, who could even argue that? Please.
Nobody.
He's the goat. So I read this morning and I thought, Jesus God, can we just get rid of some of these shows? Apparently we can't. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've honestly never seen it, by the way.
I don't believe I've ever watched a full episode of it. And there's 20 of them, you know. I mean, I don't know how many there are. 8 of them, I don't know.
I think that's
Jersey,
a channel that...
New York... That, Atlanta.
We get it, but I don't find myself on it ever. So I've never even seen a couple minutes of it.
What's it on, Bravo?
Whatever it is, I don't watch it.
Oh, all right. I'm getting a nod from Nicole that it's on Bravo. So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Here's how I know about these shows is something goes down on them and I see it in the material that I read in the morning. Like that's the only way it would ever cross my radar. My mom watches. I think my mom... might watch all the Housewives shows. I'm sure she'll text me and let me know. But the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the most exciting thing that's ever happened on that show is that Brandy, whatever her last name is.
Glanville.
Thank you.
No,
and,
is it?
Yes.
It is,
and
okay.
Denise Richards had a little going together.
I'm
which
not sure
of course
what you mean.
Yeah, what does that
I
mean?
Think you, I think you
I didn't
know
get that.
Exactly what I'm talking about. I think you know.
Were they kissing Australian style? Is that what you're referencing?
One way of putting it, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Well, they were they had a little fling together.
All right.
Or so Brandy Glanville says, and Denise is like, "No, we did. No, we didn't have that. Oh no, no. I'm happily married. I wouldn't do that." And Brandy's like, "You said you were in an open relationship. What? I would never say that."
French.
So anyway, that's the most interesting thing. This is up there. I thought, wow, that's sort of interesting. Your next Real Housewife could be Caitlyn Jenner, which she's not a housewife. So I
All
guess
right.
they're gonna solve that technicality by saying that it's going to be her best friend forever, Sophia Hutchins. Sophia Hutchins is in touch. I don't know what her marital status is. I thought these people all just, I mean, it's a loose thing, I guess. You can be married, you can not be married.
Sophia whatever. Hutchins wasn't married to Michael Hutchins, was she?
Hutchins not spelled in any way the same as Michael Hutchins. Oh,
okay.
Hutchins.
Who's this lady?
Some lady. It's Caitlyn Jenner's best friend. You've never heard of her, but they're like, well, we'll put her on the show.
And then we'll get Caitlyn by association. Maybe they can't afford,
right. She lives with her.
Ah, very well done.
So there, yes.
Well played, bravo.
So Sophia Hutchins is in talks to join the Beverly Hills cast. She'd get the spot on the show, but she and Caitlyn are super close. They live together, so you'd see a lot of Caitlyn if Sophia shows up. And of course, Caitlyn Jenner does enjoy being on television. I mean, she put up with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians thing all those years. And then she went right over and did the Help I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here show in England, right?
Unfortunately, wasn't it for the viewers, somehow she's the most boring person. Like, with all the things that person has accomplished and all of the things going on in her life, somehow she's still boring as you know what.
100% guarantee. I totally agree with you on that. Paris Hilton's mom, Kathy, is reportedly also in talks to join the cast. So that's a little side note there if you were looking for some reason. My mom watches Beverly Hills, Orange County, and Real Housewives of New York, it looks like.
Oh, she's discriminating.
Very discriminating. Good. So it seems. What have I got for time here? Oh my God, my eyeballs are failing me too. Everything's failing me this morning. I'll leave you with this. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas.
Yeah.
She's an actress. She was just in Knives Out. And yep. She's the AI chick in the latest of the Blade Runner movies, the one with Ryan Gosling.
She's flipping gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. Like the little tiny perfect person. So he's got a $20 million house. He bought it in 2018 after he broke up with Jennifer Garner. And they call it the dad pad because he set it all up so that when his kids are with him, they can go out back and play. And they got a pool, a trampoline, a big play structure, you know, all the bells and whistles. And 13,000 square feet to run around in.
Killer.
I know. Just so, so wonderful. You know, pool table and ping pong and all the wonderful things that you'd want at Ben Affleck's
Every
house.
Divorced dad wishes he could have that.
Oh, can you imagine?
Unfortunately, most divorced dads are paying the mortgage on the house that they're not in and have to have an apartment. Yeah. Pays to be super, super rich.
It does. That's why you take Batman, I think, you know, whether you want it or not, you're like, right. How could I say no? So anyway, they're not looking at overhead shots of this place. It looks amazing. And, looks like she's moving in. He's preparing it for her.
What?
She's going to move in with him, and Ana de Armas is, and they're going to.
You know what's weird about
this?
They call
her. What is that?
That it is just a weird time in the world to make such a bold move. I know that they probably love each other and believe this is, you know, for good and it's great. Right. But just in the middle of a pandemic. It's probably not the right time to, I guess, maybe not. What am I saying? Who cares? Good for him.
Yes. Hooray.
It's just weird.
He got the girl and the house and the kids and he's rich. He's got it all.
And
hooray.
He gives the best speeches of all time. I mean,
oh, my God. What? Nobody outdoes Ben
what a
Affleck
guy, like
on
a
the
proponent
spot.
Of marriage. You just got to really, the way he loves to love.
Yeah, it really is.
Who I don't normally associate with Iran, but I want to thank you for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ben. You just keep on keeping on.
The
Listen.
Divorce lawyers heard that speech and went, I'm going to go stand outside that guy's back door.
Right. Just to see if I can bump into him. That's going to be great. And one of them got the job. You know what, though? It doesn't matter. He's there, I'm sure, as amicable as they can muster. And he's got a great pad, and she's got a great pad. And they got three great kids, and he's got Ana de Armas and all the money. So I'll leave you with that. Just Ben's got it better than you do, even with all the crap going on in his life. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I've got some Halloween stuff for you right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.